Portrait of Alfred Breuillat by Ferdinand Victor Eugène Delacroix. Portraits play an essential role in the collection built up by Alfred Breuillat. This rather narcissistic predisposition attracted considerable mockery. He was at pains to put forward his defense on this point, using the critic Théophile Sylvestre as his intermediary, who said Breuillat only forced himself to pose so many times for painters so he could develop a proper evaluation through this series of personal observations of contemporary art and artists. Of all these portraits, there are many indications that the one by Delacroix was the collector's favorite. It was chosen as the only representation of Breuillat of the 30 lithographs in the album by Laurence, and the painter Edward Marsal made a smaller version of it, which Breuillat sent to his sister. Persuading Delacroix to paint his portrait, the last he ever produced, was actually a great victory. In 1853, Breuillat was still a young provincial, recently arrived in Paris, whose activities in the art market were just starting to be noticed. Delacroix was intrigued by this enthusiast, whom he had already met during a cure in the Pyrenees in 1845, and who reminded him of Hamlet, a character he was deeply interested in at the time. The painter seems to feel great empathy for his sitter and produced probably the finest image of him, a sick man, his fatigue shown in his capacious cloak and limp arms. A natural distinction, unaffected by the casual pose. A prodigal son whose conspicuous rings, brooches and chains indicate wealth. A melancholic person whose introvert gaze betrays an existential anxiety. This portrait haunted Van Gogh for many years. After discovering it in the Musée Fabre in 1888, he wrote about it to his brother Theo. Breuillat was a benefactor of artists, and that is all I shall say. In this portrait by Delacroix, he is a gentleman with a red beard and hair who bears an amazing resemblance to you and me, and who made me think of that poem by Musset. Everywhere I come to rest, a poor unfortunate dressed in black came and sat near us and looked at us like a brother.